Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class.
I'm sorry, did you just say token instead of taken?
Taken a class.
Straight Token, starring Liam Neeson.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, so how can we hold those business owners accountable?
Oh, sure. Blame the victim.
The law enforcement community who know who supports them. They know who doesn't support them. And today, when Joe Biden landed at 1:30, he could have gone to that wake. He did a podcast with some celebrity. That's more important to him.
Our leadership has to empower law enforcement, not undermine them. And Joe Biden has undermined law enforcement the entire time.
I did.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show on this Good Friday and Easter weekend. And we will be here all day, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, I was wondering yesterday why this gala, star-studded Hackorama event was at Radio City Music Hall rather than Madison Square Garden. You know, the old Madison Square Garden, that's where they had JFK's birthday party in 1962, where Marilyn Monroe sang. Maybe they didn't want those comparisons. I don't know. But that was my first thought. But then I saw that Joe Biden rose out of the floor onto the stage along with Clinton and Obama. And I thought to myself, perhaps there was another reason. And it wasn't that it was better for security or it was easier to sell the place out than the garden at those high prices. Maybe they just wanted that bit of stagecraft, the rising lift that would make it possible for Joe Biden to get out onto the stage without walking. Even at Madison Square Garden, even if they had it set, I mean, he would have still had to come out from behind, right? From behind the curtain. And that could have been a real pratfall for him.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
But think about it. It was perfect. Someone has to push a button, the platform is lifted up, and it looks cool, like something out of I don't know, Phantom of the Opera or some sort of a horror play on Broadway. 844-500-4242. We have Dr. Matt the Vet will be with us tonight at 6 o'clock. If you've got a question about your pets, it's the last Friday of the month, so he will be in the house, and we'll be talking to him. I've got a lot of questions about. There was a guy was arrested for dog fighting today in Massachusetts. And not in Brockton either, believe it or not. So that's what I'll ask him about. And the legislation in the New Hampshire House to ban pugs and French bulldogs, flat-nosed dogs. It went down in flames, but I don't like the precedent of them introducing it. Didn't get out of committee to the floor. It wouldn't have gone anywhere, but there would have been lawsuits. But still, I don't like it. Saying they don't, it's not fair to breed dogs that don't live as long. Gunnar, my beloved Gunnar, lived to be 18 and a half. So I don't think it was a problem for Gunnar.
Right. A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Yes, I know. And you know, Roscoe, the state police robot dog who was shot three times, he'll be back in duty. He'll be back on the job very shortly. Of course, he is a robot, so that makes it a little easier for him to recover from three shots by a maniac down in Barnstable. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I just got to play a couple of cuts here since we're going to have sort of a truncated show today with Police Blotter Facts and Dr. Matt being in. I don't want to – there's some stuff I don't want to leave on the cutting room floor here. It's just too – it's too good. There is a mayor in St. Louis, Mayor Tishara Jones. Mayor Tishara Jones. And she was at this Black Mayors Conference. Apparently it was in Memphis. And they were discussing what to do about crime, endemic crime in their communities. And she had a novel suggestion and just wanted to share it with you. This is Cut 6. Mayor
Tishara. We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations. So how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? And then some of the things that we're already doing, we're finding that other mayors are doing as well.
Yes, you heard her correctly. She said she wants to hold business owners accountable for the crime. Not the robbers. Not the Democrats who are robbing the stores. She wants to hold the people who are having the money stolen, who are being shot down like dogs in their convenience stores or at their gas stations. Play that cut again. People aren't going to believe it. Cut 6.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations. So how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? And then some of the things that we're already doing, we're finding that other mayors are doing as well.
How can we hold the business owners accountable for being robbed? That's a good question, Mayor Tishara Jones of St. Louis. Now, then we have Mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott. And he's very angry. He's not angry about the accident that took out the Francis Scott Key Bridge. He's angry about white people. And he's just angry in general. But today he really had a problem with grammar. Cut 5.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class on engineering.
People who've never taken a class in engineering are commenting on this. How dare those people who have never taken a class? Did he ever took on a class in English or grammar? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to also play on the issue of the bridge. I heard this yesterday. I listened to a D.C. station in the morning, and they had a congressman. I wasn't paying much attention to him. And he made the same point that a lot of people, including President Trump, have made, which is that they are just deluging the country and all segments of society with red tape and bureaucratic nonsense to try to slow everything down and create more DEI, sustainability, ESG jobs of just box checking and compliance and that kind of BS. And now there's stories that they're worried about Trump winning in November, and so all these green new scam type people, as Trump calls them, are demanding that the Biden administration enact even more regulations. But it's not good. It's not good. And Trump got rid of, I think he bragged 4,000 pages of regulations, which is just a drop in the bucket, but it was a start. And I don't think a lot of people understood how significant that was. That it really made the economy run more smoothly, to not have to go through all these hoops with everything. But so anyway, this congressman from Maryland was on one of the show that I listened to in the morning, and he was talking about how long it's going to take to rebuild the bridge if they don't do something about all this red tape. And if when I first, all I heard was Maryland congressman, I thought, a Maryland congressman said this? I was shocked. But then I was informed that this is the one Republican in the Maryland delegation. His name is Andy Harris. But he makes the point of how long it's going to take if they don't do something about this red tape. Cut four.
So I think that, the first thing, obviously, is you got to clear the debris out of the shipping channel, reopen the port. But that's a separate issue. The question is, why do you need that bridge link in the Northeast Corridor? And the answer is to get hazardous material transported up and down the Eastern Seaboard, because they can't go through the tunnels. And going through town or around the Beltway is a long reroute. So it's really just to make sure that we have a hazardous material shortcut across the Baltimore Harbor. But again, we're not going to have that for, I would suspect this will take at least 5 years. If you cut through all the red tape, it'll be 5 years. If you put the red tape in place, it's 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. As opposed to the Empire State Building, 1 year and 45 days it took to build. The Hoover Dam, construction began in July of 1930. It was complete in 5 years, and it started generating electrical power in 1936, 6 years after they had the first ceremony of beginning the building. The Apollo Moon Program, 7 years, 8 months, and 23 days to get to the moon after JFK announced it. And it's going to take 10 to 12 years to build this bridge because of all the red tape and all the BS and the environmental studies and the DEI action plans and the sustainability studies and the programs to make sure that the snail darter, or the Maryland version of the snail darter, isn't adversely affected. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 781, the mayor of Baltimore seems to have misspoken. Does he even know he misspoke? Does he? I'm positive he doesn't care, but I don't even think he knows he did. 844-500-4242, if you want to have a conversation here this afternoon, 844-500-4242. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set, all available now for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard that right, just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, Attorneys at Law. To see what happened to my leg while having cryo performed at Restore Hyper Wellness, go to EdenRafferty.com. That's EdenRafferty.com. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far? I should point out that this comes from a Fox News poll where Donald Trump did very well in this recent poll, but deeper into the poll, they asked, what was Joe Biden's greatest accomplishment? And I'll give you the spoiler alert, the winner was nothing, with 38%. nothing else got into double figures, I don't think. But nothing was 38%. That was his greatest accomplishment. So, Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what is Biden's greatest accomplishment so far? Inflation, illegal immigration, not being Trump, soft on crime, more foreign wars, student loan cancellation, racial polarization, or nothing?
I'm going to go with the plurality in the Fox News poll, nothing.
58% say nothing, 30% say illegal immigration. Everything else is below 5%.
All right. Not being Trump was actually in the poll. I think it got 6% in the Fox News poll. 844-500-4242. Let me play one more cut from this Andy Harris, the congressman, the Republican congressman from Maryland, about the need to cut through all the red tape. Cut one.
Well, you know, I was with several of my colleagues in Congress. Look, they're all shocked. They want to get this thing fixed as soon as possible. Obviously, we've got to get over the shock. We have to do the recovery process for those workers, you know, who apparently lost their lives on the bridge. But then we very rapidly have to get the port reopened, and then we have to rebuild that major thoroughfare for the East Coast. And it's going to take a lot of work because what we're going to have to do is cut through all the federal red tape. Normally, a project like that, we know because we're considering a third Bay Bridge span, could take decades through the federal regulatory process. We got to cut through the red tape, get the port reopened, then get that roadway reopened as soon as possible.
Decades. Decades. 844-500-4242-919. The Confederation Bridge, 8 miles long to Prince Edward Island from New Brunswick, took 3.5 years to build. The more we get tied up in this bureaucratic boondoggle morass, the more intractable our problems become. Sometimes you just have to, again, as he said, cut through the red tape. It's as simple as that. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, do you recall the bridge replacement they did just north of Portland last year?
No, I don't.
Well, they built the entire bridge in the parking lot next to where they were going to put it. And then it got delayed because of the COVID, and they couldn't bring in the heavy equipment to lift the bridge up and slide it into place. And the contractor, I got to give this guy a lot of credit because I'm a contractor. He made a promise when they shut down that northbound 295, on Friday afternoon, it would be open for traffic by 11:30 Monday morning. And the SOB had it done early. And there's a video out there on the main DOT of how they lifted that thing up, put it in place, had hundreds of pieces of equipment to make the stuff work.
Near our office studio offices in Needham. They built it over 128, and they had it. It was one of these prefab bridges, and they put it in over a weekend. But then on the other hand, where I live in Wellesley, the next town over, it took them close to a decade to do a bridge over Route 9 that was probably no more than 200 feet. They did two bridges over the Mass Turnpike extension down near where the Herald used to be in the south on the south end Chinatown line of Boston, and it took 10 years to build the damn bridges. It just depends on how badly they want to do it, David. You know the old saying that the motto of the state of Massachusetts should be "Don't kill the job." I think that applies to all public construction, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're not going to be able to get enough workers to make it happen fast enough.
Right.
You know, it's a crying shame. They can't even finish that water tunnel they've been working on for 30 years in New York.
Yeah, I know. It's just pitiful. You know, when they wanted to get the ice rink built, I think it was in Central Park, the city couldn't do it. They finally turned it over to Donald Trump, and he got it done under budget and under time.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
919, how long was the broken bridge in East Boston broken? How about the bridge on Northern Avenue in South Boston? That was, how long did that take to fix? I remember the bridge in Wellesley over, it was on Route 16 over Route 9, was named after Senator David Locke. He's now deceased. He died in his 90s. And I saw him one time. The bridge was going about 7 or 8 years. And I said, Senator, you sure you want that bridge named after you? People go by it and they just kind of curse because it's taken so long to fix the damn thing or to rebuild it. It depends on how fast they want to do it. And I get the feeling with people who don't know the difference between take and took and tooken, you know, this guy, the last two mayors before this one went to prison for stealing. I mean, I don't get the feeling things are going to move smoothly in Baltimore. Call it a hunch. By the way, there is a, I'm just looking here. Oh, here the latest person who was put on the Maryland Port Commission, put on by Wes Moore, the new Democrat governor. His first person on the Maryland Port Commission was a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant. That was the first person he put. She's going to be able to add a lot to fixing this up. Governor Hogan used to put on people who had experience managing major transportation hubs and maritime ventures. Wes Moore, Democrat, first black governor, put on Carinthia, K-R-E-N, Carinthia, T-H-I-A, Carinthia Barber. She has a consulting practice that provides leadership and workforce training, coaching, and diversity, inclusion, and equity and inclusion audits at DEI Audit and consulting. Oh, she's also a volunteer for the Maryland Democrat Party. Part of her job with the Maryland Port Commission was to bring her DEI expertise to the commission. Oh. Ms. Barber, she's a speaker, too, when she's not working for the Maryland Port Commission, which is going to be in charge of rebuilding the bridge, I guess. She provides keynote addresses on a variety of topics, including leadership, diversity, inclusion, and equity. Generations at Work, and Communications. Her goal in consulting is to drive invention, inspiration, and innovation. How about rebuilding some of the bridges? Carinthia. By the way, she's a recipient of the Living Legend Award from the National Association of Negro Business and Professional Women's Clubs. So she's eminently qualified to take part in the rebuilding of the bridge. I wonder how many engineering courses she's taken. Sonny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sonny.
Hey, Howie, where were the tugboats?
I don't know. People have been asking that question. I don't know the answer to that. I thought tugboats were in all the big harbor. I thought the Portland is not a giant harbor, and there are plenty of tugboats in Portland.
I thought it was, a federal law. And, you know, and all the video I've seen, there's been no tugboats. It's a setup, Howie.
Right. Well, the other thing is, you know, you have a don't you have harbor pilots too? Isn't that something when you're in tricky waters, you bring in someone who's familiar? In addition to the tugboats, or maybe in place of, I don't know how it works, but you have something there, whether it's a tugboat or a harbor pilot, don't you?
Yeah, you got to have it.
Yeah.
Have they got the black box yet?
No, you know, that's the thing. I thought about making that the poll question yesterday. You know, what do you think it is? Was just pure incompetence, or was it terrorism of some kind? And then I thought the whole show will go down a rabbit hole. You know, it'll just be conspiracy theories. But then, and I thought I think I made the right decision. I was last night. That's what I was, you know, thinking. But then I see they can't find they find the black box. But the 2 minutes before the ship hits the bridge, they don't have that. That's disappeared. It's like the 18-minute tape gap for Richard Nixon. Well, I mean, what are you supposed to think? I mean, it's like they're feeding the conspiracy theories by you know, not having this 2 minutes. How can those 2 minutes have disappeared out of all the 2 minutes? And apparently this crappy movie that the Obamas are the executive producers of, meaning they just put their name on it so they could get another $20-30 million payout from Netflix, I guess it is. There's a scene in there that's remarkably like what happened in Baltimore, and it's a cyber terror attack that knocks out all of the communications and the navigational devices on the ship, and it slams into a bridge. So that's another funny coincidence. Not funny, haha. Funny, peculiar. Thanks for the call, Sonny. 844-500-4242, 603 Four River Bridge, 17 years. Yeah. I mean, the Four River Bridge is tall, but it's not a lengthy span, is it? No, it is not. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie, first of all, let's not forget the real victims in all this, RFK and his VP pick, because that story got completely buried on that day. Anyways, I have a question for you, though. You're probably not old enough to remember, but when the Exxon Valdez, like the oil spill that happened, yes, they did a full investigation on it because their insurance had to pay for it, and the insurance insisted on an investigation. That was years and years and years. Do you think that we're just throwing tax money on it to fix it, just so there won't be an investigation, and that's why their insurance doesn't have to cover it?
I mean, weren't you kind of perplexed when Brandon came out there the very first day and said, we're going to pick up the entire tab?
Don't you at least
hedge it a little bit and say the government will provide it pending the inevitable litigation? I mean, that's all you got to say, right?
But is there going to be an investigation? I haven't even heard that word uttered.
I assume there is, but you know, I've seen some cuts. They were asking very basic questions. You know, of the reporters were asking very basic questions of the Pete Buttigieg's pencil sharpeners and paper shufflers, and they had no idea what was going on. There was no sense of urgency. Let's put it that way. I just don't get the feeling that anybody in the federal government has any concern about anything. What's going on? I mean, look at the CIA. Did you see this thing it hasn't gotten much play, but one of the conservative websites filed a FOIA request for this internal memorandum that the CIA puts out. And one of the things that came out was that the CIA was saying that when you're referring to Islamic terrorists, you can't call them Islamic terrorists, and you can't call them jihadists, because it has adverse effects on their self-esteem. And you know, Ted Cruz is one of the few guys who's spoken out about this and said, this is what the CIA is worrying about? I mean, they do some good stuff. They blow people up. They blow bad people up in the Mideast. They tip off the Israelis, the Mossad, or two weeks ago they tipped off the Russians, and the Russians didn't take them up on it. But you got all these people in Langley, Virginia. I guess they're just into, you know, transgender and wokeness and the religion of peace. And what the hell are they doing? I mean, how would the old OSS of World War II do in CIA land now? Wild Bill Donovan and Bill Casey, the guy that worked for Reagan for a while at the end of his career. How would they last at the modern CIA? I don't think so. Because they were into winning. They were not into political correctness. They were into breaking things and killing bad people and getting the job done. They weren't worrying about whether or not they were the Islamic terrorists, were concerned about being called Islamic terrorists. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
How are you, Howie?
Good.
I want to talk about this collapsed bridge.
I can't hear you, John. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Talking about the collapsed bridge in Maryland, I was going over history in my mind of America, the great nation, and wondering if we went through with the current administration the type of disasters that we have seen in history, we would not survive it. Comparatively, if you're comparing the great disasters that we've experienced.
Your phone just keeps going in and out, John. You've made your point, though. Thanks. We appreciate the call. 844-500. What, he was just putting his mouth away from it, or what? He was in and out on my IFB. That's all I can tell you. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
I mean, why don't they just get the Army Corps of Engineers and rebuild the damn bridge and worry about charging back who's ever at fault for it? So I don't have to listen, like, for the last 4 years about supply chain issues and I can't get my truck fixed and I can't get this. And just get the damn thing built. Can't the Army Corps of Engineers do this thing like Ricky Tikki Tavi, you know, fast?
I agree with you, Dan. I don't understand what the problem is. And are they going to have to, like, have these environmental impact statements before they can start dragging the bridge out of the harbor, with, you know, the fallen bridge? I mean, it would seem like they would just want to get the faster you get the pieces of the bridge, no matter how big they are, out of the harbor, the better it is for the fish and the crabs, right?
I suppose so.
I'm really worried about the crabs. I think the crabs would probably nest on the things, you know, where the fish would swim around. It would be like a playpen for them. I don't think it's a big deal. Just get the stuff out of there. It's like Harris was saying. Gotta cut through the red tape. Let's play another cut from Harris talking about the red tape. The one congressman from Maryland who's a Republican. Cut two.
Well, the most important one, I think, is actually to start moving on cutting red tape in incidents like this, where you have a major infrastructure project that has to be done because of a disaster. We have to, again, be able to cut through all the red tape. This is a replacement. This is not a new project. We're not doing anything new here. We're just going to replace something. And again, we have to make it, instead of, you know, a 5 or 10 year project, we should make it just a 3 or 4 year project. But it will take years. There's no question about it.
You know, when they spent all that money on the Infrastructure Act, we talked about some of it, you know, about how a lot of it is just it's just more regulations are set up. And one thing they did, the harbors, we have very inefficient harbors compared to the rest of the world. There's less automation because they have these pinky ring union thug jobs there that they don't want to jeopardize. So all of the billions of dollars for the huge ports, especially on the West Coast, LA and Long Beach, there's very, very little money for automating the unloading of the cargo on the ships. We are like a century behind Hong Kong, the Chinese, the Japanese, because we have the technology. We're just not going to use it because Democrats don't want to use it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more from The Howie Carr Show?
Yes, always.
Watch Howie live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. He's not just another pretty face.
I mean, he's an extraordinarily good-looking man.
He's Howie Carr.
There's a little bit of a bromance going on there.
You may have a home security system, but what's going to physically stop an intruder from entering your home? Anna Rieger, owner of FlipLock, has the answer on our latest episode of Meet the Experts with Howie Carr. Available now wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
Howie Carr is back.
Breaking news. ICE has arrested Leonel Moreno. He's the guy who's the Venezuelan thug who has been advising all of his amigos south of the border to come up and get free food. You never have to work a day if you come into the U.S. and you can squat. And he's done the research and he said you can squat and steal houses from the stupid gringos, because that's how dumb the Americanos are. Lionel Moreno has been arrested this afternoon in Columbus, Ohio. So he's going to be he's going to be squatting in the jail tonight. So he was from Columbus. We didn't even know what state of Columbus. I guess Columbus, Ohio, the biggest Columbus, but we didn't know where he was. But they found him. Good. I'm glad. By the way, I posted a picture. We tweeted out pictures earlier today of from the Flophouse in Marlboro, formerly known as a Holiday Inn, home of 500 illegal alien Haitians, getting everything, every last need of theirs taken care of for probably millions of dollars, certainly a month, if not a week. And yesterday, one of the Haitians, an illegal 60 years old, crashed his new car into the motel, almost killed an American working at his desk, knocked him to the ground when he slammed his car into the wall, and almost went through the wall. And I just posted it on HowieCarShow.com. A lot of people have already seen it on Twitter. You can see it at Howie. All these pictures, we've got a bunch of pictures. He was cited for negligent driving. Need I say, he has no driver's license. I'm telling you, they have to use money. They have to use part of their welfare check to get a driver's license. Why would they want to spend their money on a driver's license when they could spend it on something fun? You know what I'm talking about. So none of them have driver. This guy, he was 60 years old, is 60 years old. He had an expired Haitian driver's license. And he was, again, cited by the Marlboro police for driving for negligent driving. But you can see the pictures. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and you can check it out. And it's up there on the website. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. I'm a merchant marine. I'm no harbor pilot, but I know a few. And I spent all my life fishing, and I spent 4 years living in Portland Harbor, and I don't think I have to tell you how hard it is to run an oil tanker under the Casco Bay Bridge. They got 4 feet on each side.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was just a lack of competence,
I should say.
I know there was a harbor pilot on that boat, and watching the video, and I've seen that before. I've seen people say that they do a hard aft, the pilot does that, but they only
if you have that kind of tight fit, wouldn't it be better to do it in the daylight?
Yeah, and coming into the harbor, not going out. So I found that kind of curious. I just wanted to put that out there from somebody that actually has seen it and knows. Mm-hmm. And I guess.
Do the oil tankers, do they have to use tugboats when they're going into those oil storage facilities in South Portland? Thanks for that. We lost Ed. Okay, we'll take more of this. 844-500-4242-802. I was so bitter as a Cincinnati fan seeing that dirtbag Lionel Moreno wearing a Bengals hat. Could have been anybody, though.